This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, we have got a very special guest in the studio. We've got Jeff, who's here as the chairman of the Błyskawica.
The Friends of the ORP Błyskawica Society.
Now, Jeff Banks, you are the chairman of the Friends of the... I want to say RSVP is the ORP. What on earth does ORP stand for?
Well, it's the same as our HMS. It refers to the Poland. It's I won't go into the Polish on the ORP, but it's the same as the HMS. It's Republic of Poland.
And Błyskawica, is that a person or was that
No, it's interesting because there were two ships, and they were called Grom-class destroyers, and they were built before the Second World War. They were built in Cowes by J. Samuel White's, the shipyards there.
Yeah.
And... they were the Grom and the Błyskawica. And Grom means thunder, Błyskawica lightning. So you got the thunder and lightning.
Oh,
Grom
brilliant.
And Błyskawica. Gosh, that's all the Polish I know now.
You won't hear anymore.
I'm going to write that down because that's Grom and Błyskawica. Right. Now, 75 years ago, something incredible happened in Cowes, didn't it? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, the two ships, as I say, they were built by J. Samuel White. And, of course, they... Cowes, East Cowes, were their home port. And the Błyskawica came back into Cowes, East Cowes, for some refitting during the Second World War in 1942. And it was at that time that the Luftwaffe attacked Cowes and the Błyskawica defended Cowes and East Cowes throughout the night. But the story is more dramatic than that because... a ship being in port isn't allowed to have any armaments on board.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. So, well, the point being, particularly in wartime, if a bomb hit the ship, that could have been fantastic devastation of a town.
Yeah.
So they were aware that it was likely to be an aerial attack, because on the 26th of April, when Błyskawica was there for the refitting, rearmament, six aircraft, Luftwaffe, came over and... where they were reconnaissance aircraft. They, in fact, tried to sink the Błyskawica. And all they managed to do was they hit the gangway, where, unfortunately, there was a man near the gangway. He was badly injured, the gangway to the ship. So there was an indication that there is likely to be an imminent attack, hence the reconnaissance.
Yeah.
With the ship disarmed, the captain of the ship, Captain Wojciech Franski, he was aware that... his ship, being unarmed, would possibly be severely damaged, if not even sunk.
Yeah.
So he asked the Admiralty over at Portsmouth if he could arm his ship to defend the ship and the town.
Mm.
The obvious answer was no, you're decommissioned state. You stay as you are. But being a Pole, he managed to engineer a situation whereby he sent tugs over to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
He heavily armed the ship. So, and he had a 24-hour watch. So when the Luftwaffe came over on the evening of the 4th and 5th of May 1942, he was fully armed and he fired throughout the night to such a degree that the guns were red hot. They were taking buckets of water from the sea just to cool the guns down.
Wow.
And a part of his strategy, of course, was to put a smoke screen across Cowes and East Cowes.
Yeah.
And it made the Luftwaffe go so high, their bombs were falling as far away as the racecourse and as far away the other side of Wootton.
Right, gosh.
And so, you know, the spread of the attack was quite vast, although there was an inordinate amount of incendiary, an inordinate amount of bombs which actually dropped.
And I read that there were 70 deaths, I think.
There were 70 deaths, Cowes and East Cowes. Some families were wiped out completely.
Oh, so, gosh.
One family was a family of five, and one of them was just a six-month-old baby. Were all totally wiped out. Some extremely, extremely sad stories.
Well, this is all going to be... commemorated and and the triumph of the being so many lives saved, as well as sadly
very
people losing
so.
Their lives. It's going to be over 4 days from May the 4th to May the 7th, I understand. And let's just hear a bit of music. It's a Divine Comedy, Something for the Weekend. And after that, let's just talk about what you're going to be doing over in Cowes. Thanks, Jeff.
Hello.
Ooh.
I see.
That That's the Divine Comedy and Something for the Weekend. And it's James and Judy here with the afternoon show here on Vectis Radio. I'm finding it very difficult to pronounce things because we've got Jeff in the studio with us, and the Briskovitsa.
Well done.
Ah, thank you. Is being commemorated next week. But as that was something for the weekend, you've got something for the weekend, Jeff, haven't you? Because as part of the celebrations, you're doing a number of talks about the actual ship and why we're celebrating.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been one talk already that was over at East Cowes at St. James's Church, but I'm doing one at St. Mary's Church in Cowes, and right. That's this Friday at 7:30. And by the way, pleasingly, it's a freebie.
Yes.
But I mean, there'll just be a collection, a retirement collection, as it's called, on the way out. But I'll be talking about the Briskovitsa, its history, its build, its part played in the war, and more particularly, of course, the defence of Cowes and East Cowes by the ship.
Fantastic. Now, Jeff, you were the mayor of Cowes about 20 or 30 years ago.
25 years ago for the 50th anniversary,
and,
yeah.
And it was your idea, wasn't it, that we did something to mark...
Yeah. This came about because, as mayor, I mean, I obviously would show an interest in everything to do with the town, in particular its history.
Mm.
And I always noticed this plaque, which is on the bandstand in Cowes Parade, where it was from the Medina Borough Council was commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Briskovitsa's defence of Cowes.
Yeah.
And there was no great happening, I understand, at that particular time. So I thought, well, this is something which we... bearing in mind we're up to the 50th, we really ought to go for. So I decided to make contact with the Polish Navy.
Yes.
Asked them, you know, told them about the importance to us. They had total awareness of this, by the way.
Yeah.
And they sent two warships over on that occasion.
Fantastic. Now, you were saying the Briskovitsa.
Briskovitsa
is probably the most famous warship in Poland, is that
right?
Oh,
it is, without a shadow of a doubt. It's very much their flagship.
Yeah.
She's still afloat. She's in Gdynia in Poland. She's still in the water.
Yeah.
Built by J. Samuel White, as I said, and she's got a galvanised riveted hull, which withstands the water very much by way of corrosion. She's a floating museum ship.
Right.
She's had over 6.5 million visitors. During the war, she was awarded... the same as what our Victoria Cross is, the Militari Virtuti.
Right.
And so she's an important ship to Poland. Not only that, but, back in 2007, she was awarded the Ship's Trust Award.
Right.
Which the HMS Victory's got, the USS Constitution and others. So
fantastic.
Primary ship as far as the world ships are concerned.
Any chance of getting her over here to the UK?
Well, That was mooted some years ago when I was there in Poland, but she has no engines anymore. She's not completely gutted, but there's been a lot of alterations to make her into a museum ship.
Yeah.
And she could be towed, but there would be issues with the sea, the ballasting, and the rest of it. We did talk about bringing her into Cowes, but the cost would have been tremendous. And the other issue, of course, would have been if people, which they would, wanted to get access on board, there was a health and safety issue because all the stairways are extremely steep. And in Poland, when we were talking about it, they didn't have that issue. I mean, you took your life in your own hands. Over here, we're health and safety overconscious.
Yeah.
So no way would that been able to be worthwhile.
But instead of the Briskovitsa, we are getting the Gneis now.
That's it. Pronunciation. Oh. Perfect, yes.
I'm trying very, very hard here.
The Gneis now, a lot of the Polish warships are named after places. There's the Gneis now, and she has a sister ship, the ORP Torun. The Torun was here 5 years ago.
And the Gneis now is going to be moored off Cowes
She's got to be moored off Cowes because she's just too big to bring anywhere near the harbour.
Can one go on board? Or?
Well, we're looking at trying to get her on board. It all depends on the weather. It depends on people like Solent Cruises, whether they want to take people on board. The captain would be quite happy to receive people, subject to the weather conditions and accessibility.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Well, stick with us, Jeff.
Okay.
Because we've got a few adverts coming up after Rag & Bone Man. But then we'd love to talk to you about everything that's going on next week. There's going to be a wonderful concert. Well, a number of concerts, actually. We're going to the piano recital, which is a week tomorrow. But we'll have more about that in just a few moments.
When I heard that sound, when the world...
That's Imelda Staunton. No, it's not. It's Imelda May. I only ever know one Imelda, and that's Imelda Staunton. She's got a lovely singing voice, you know. Anyway, we're here with Jeff Banks. Do you know, we have learnt more about cows in the last 10 minutes while you were listening to the ads and Imelda Staunton, I mean Imelda May, than we ever knew possible.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are a sort of living cow's Wikipedia, aren't you?
I would call myself that. No. But I just have an interest.
We've found out so much. Now, we're talking about these celebrations that are going to happen next week. 75 years since the, let me get this right, Błyskawica helped save cows from the bombardment by the Luftwaffe. There's going to be quite a lot going on next week, and I think one sad thing is not a lot of people know about this yet. Judith and I only actually found out about it last week, and one thing we're going to be going to is there's a gala piano recital next Thursday, which is in the pavilion at the Royal Yacht Squadron. We always sort of go and have a nice peek at the Royal Yacht Squadron, because of course we're not members, and it's always nice to have a look. But there's also going to be a lot of Chopin, who of course was, I believe, Polish.
Absolutely.
And it's actually going to be played, the piano, by the granddaughter of Captain Frankie.
Fransky?
Oh.
Keep on going. Oh, it's fine.
It's terrible. I've got another 2.5 hours of a radio show to do. Who was the commander of the Błyskawica? Błyskawica, yes.
At the time of the bombing. And this is his granddaughter, and she's a renowned pianist, and she's coming to play at Cowes. How marvellous is that?
I know. And there's going to be a rocket firing at 10 o'clock, isn't there?
There is. Possibly it's going to be one handheld rocket or firing of.
Right.
And also we've asked the warships, which are out in Cowes Roads, to also fire a flare or similar at the same time. It would be at 10 o'clock, which is the same time as the raid started on Cowes. Which reminds me, besides the ORP Gneis now being there, there's also a Type 45 destroyer coming over for the duration of our events. But she'll be moored off of Cowes, like the Gneis now, but she'll be going backwards and forwards. She's just had a major refit. She's the very latest.
Yeah.
And she's going to be on sea trials, so she'll be popping in and out all the time.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, you can book tickets for that at ticketsource.co.uk/islandevents. And we did that this morning, and it does work.
And there's more music on the Friday evening.
Actually, it's Island Concerts, but I wish to...
Oh, sorry, what did I say?
Events.
Mike, do you know what?
It's all this Polish you're trying to do.
I'm on a diet at the moment, and my brain can barely function. Okay. I'm just sort of living off bits of rocket from Marks and Spencer.
Okay, James, enough. It's not about you. You relax. I will read out the details again. It is www.ticketsource.co.uk/islandconcerts, and that's for the Gala Piano Recital at 7:30 next Thursday, the 4th of May. Tickets for the recital only are £25. Discounts for the young'uns. And you could have a post-concert buffet and listen to the recital for a ticket for the two things together for £45. And again, discounts for the young'uns. And more music on the Friday evening, the 5th of May. Very special performance by some very special people.
Yes, very much so. This is by a Polish naval band, which is flying in from Poland, flying into Southampton, and we're bringing it over just for these 4 days. They call themselves an orchestra. They are a naval band. I don't think we have anything similar in the military ourselves. They can march and play, but on this particular occasion, they're sitting down and playing.
Yeah.
So they have singers as well. They have organs, etc. So it's a concert band.
Well, that sounds amazing.
And that's taking place at the Cowes Yacht Haven Event Centre at 7:30 next Friday. Tickets as before.
Yes.
From www.ticketsource.co.uk.
I'll let you do
/islandconcerts.
Fantastic.
But you can also find this if you go onto the website, which is the Błyskawica website, BLY, start off with that, and it gets you onto the Błyskawica website.
Yeah.
You'll find there's a link to it there, and also on Red Funnel as well.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, and you were just saying Red Funnel ships and many White Link ships were actually built in Poland.
They were. They were built at the... there's White Link have one, which is the St. Clair. She was built at the Remontowa shipyard in Poland.
Yeah.
And, of course, Red Funnel had a lot of their ships stretched with extra tiers on top. They were also... works also undertaken at the Remontowa Polish shipyard as well.
Brilliant. Well, look, that's next Thursday and Friday. Let's just have some Mel Torme for a second, and then we'll come back with what's happening on Saturday and Sunday next week. Mel Torme. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Wonderful.
Because it says here, Mel Torme. At least I got that. Right, we are here with Jeff Banks. We are talking about the Błyskawica, that wonderful ship that saved cows 75 years ago. We've talked about some wonderful things that are going on next Thursday and Friday. But Jeff, Saturday... seems to have the most events because there's an Ambassador's Cup challenge.
Yes. The Polish Yacht Club in London, they decided, because one of their members is in fact a member with the Polish Embassy, thought it would be a brilliant idea to have their annual race, and they had it before in Cowes, at the same time as we actually having our event.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a round the island race. It's been sort of hosted by the Royal London Yacht Club. And there's also another yachting regatta, which is also on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's I forget the name of the organisation. This is an awful thing. Oh, yeah, the BMF. They've got a rally on as well, and they're combining all of them down at Cowes Yacht Haven.
Lovely. And for people like me who can think nothing at the moment other than about food... there's going to be quite a lot of Polish food about, I understand. There's going to be a food market in Square in East Cowes.
There's a food market in King's Square in East Cowes, which is going to be sort of relatively small. There's going to be basically two stores there. We did actually have quite a few invitations go out to Polish stall holders, but it's the ferry cost, travelling cost, that's always the trouble with an island, trying to get somebody to come over here for one day.
Yeah,
you know, they have to look at the economics as well as the logistics. And
we've got lots of lovely Polish food shops on the island.
You have, which is really excellent.
But you have some Polish schools from Southampton coming over to give us a dance performance.
Yeah, that's also over at East Cowes. That's on the Saturday.
Fantastic.
There's the Carpati Dancers, who that's an adult troupe. And there's also some Polish school children who go to Polish schools in Southampton are coming as well.
Oh, fantastic. And they'll be performing at 1:30, 2 and 2:30.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and there's also going to be a 1940s dance. There's going to be a choir, the Ave Verum Choir.
That is fantastic. Now, I say to anybody, you've never heard a choir. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
They are from Norwood, just outside of London.
Yeah.
They are a Polish choir, Polish descendants, some of them several generations down the line. They will be bringing to St. Mary's Church in Cowes on the Saturday night at 7:30. They'll be bringing a mix of Polish music and also general music.
Yeah.
But their presence is quite incredible. This will be the third time they've been to St. Mary's Church in Cowes. They love coming. Last time they were here was 5 years ago. They find that the acoustics there are absolutely incredible for their performance. So, love coming. Everybody's got to go and see them.
Yeah.
They're absolutely something else.
Well, let's just work out, if I can get this right, how you get tickets. Judith, would you like to tell me how you get tickets?
You can book online at www.ticketsource.co.uk/islandconcerts. If you book in advance, tickets are £7.50, or you can pay at the door £10 on the night. And the great news is under 18s get in free.
Fabulous. And then on the Sunday, Jeff, it's the more serious business. There's going to be a dedication and a wreath laying, I think, over at Northwood Cemetery.
Yeah, that's the first thing of early morning. That's at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. But the real big event post that is at 11:30, which is the real start of the big formal commemoration events. They start off at 11:30 at Northwood Park, where the War Memorial is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very much, well, very similar to what happens on Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah.
But with the exception of there won't be any wreaths laid, there'll be a service there, outdoor service, then a walk across to the church, a couple of hundred or so yards away. There will be a full service there.
Yeah.
And then the gathering will then march down. Of course, we'll have the Polish Navy Band there. We'll also have the Royal British Legion Band there. They'll all march through the town on a designated route to finish up to take the salute by the Lord Lieutenant of the Isle of Wight and the ambassador, the Polish ambassador who's here for part of Saturday and all day Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Take a salute on the parade where there will be a ceremony which includes the unveiling of a plaque dedicated to the 75th anniversary.
Brilliant.
Marvellous.
Well, Jeff Banks, we're going to have to finish there because we've just got to get a few tracks in before the news. Can I just say there's a very good website you've been telling me about, and I better spell it because Błyskawica doesn't get spelled how it looks.
Well, if you Google Błyskawica, B-L-Y,
yeah,
right, the rest of it will automatically come up.
Fantastic.
B-L-Y-S, Błyskawica. Just start off with B-L-Y,
yeah,
and you'll get onto the Friends of the ORP Błyskawica website.
Okay.
And then you start clicking on that, and it'll give you the full programme and all the details. As
Brilliant.
Well, of course, as the history of the Friends of ORP Błyskawica Society and the full history of the happening.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for joining us. It sounds like a wonderful 4 days of events. We're going to be over there, so look forward to seeing you then. Thanks very much.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com